It's a quiet and cooler Wednesday across the Northeast. Temperatures yesterday reached up into the 40s and 50s. The numbers this afternoon are running in the neighborhood of 40 degrees, which is a little more typical of this time of year. It's been a pretty bright day with sunshine across much of the region. Clouds have mixed in across the North Country and also through portions of the Adirondacks extending back into the Great Lakes. And moving ahead, the weather looks to remain tranquil over the next couple of days. We'll keep it seasonably cool with temperatures during the day in the 30s to near 40 degrees, and overnight lows should be generally in the 20s to near 30. So considering the time of year, this is by no means significant cold, but it is a little bit cooler than it has been for the past few days. Now, there is the chance for some snow showers at times moving through the next couple of days. We'll see some bands of lake effect snow develop off of the Great Lakes. So areas farther west, of course, have the potential for some accumulating snow. In and around our area, we're looking for some snow showers at times, primarily through the Adirondacks into the Greens, where there may be some pockets of accumulating snow. May also see a few snow showers at times through portions of the Mohawk Valley, the Catskills. We may even sneak a couple of snow showers into the Capital Region coming up tomorrow. It doesn't appear to be a giant deal at this point, but don't be surprised if we see some snowflakes in the air over the next couple of days. Now, heading into the weekend, we're still going to be on the cool side in terms of temperatures, basically in the 30s on Saturday, and there's going to be a storm that passes to our southeast. And I mentioned this yesterday, and we're still looking at the trends today. The storm may likely hold offshore, or at least the greatest impact of that storm may actually be off to our southeast, but there's a chance that the storm may jog a little bit farther west, and that would bring the potential for some accumulating snow to our area. Of course, areas southeast of Albany are closer to the coast, so those areas have the best opportunity to see maybe some snow on Saturday. We'll keep you posted on that over the next couple of days. It's still a situation where it's kind of a hit or miss up in the air right now, so I don't want you to start rearranging plans or anything like that, but it's just something to keep in mind over the next few days. And now, here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers, highs in the 30s to around 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers, highs in the 30s to around 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight, mostly clear, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 38 to 46. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a snow shower, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, a chance for some snow showers mainly north and west of Albany, cold with highs in the 30s, and on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow mainly southeast of Albany. We'll keep you posted on that. Highs on Saturday in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.